through a half a dozen waters as long as it didn't show any sign of steam current left in that water they washed. Then they put that in a pan, a baking pan they used in an oven on the stove about 2 inches deep. They call them biscuit pans, you know, and if it's a good big family, you need a good sized pan, you know, a big biscuit for family for a meal. And another thing, ordinarily we got that biscuit for breakfast. We didn't get biscuit 3 times a day, but we got biscuit for breakfast.
Yeah.
Cornbread for the other 2 meals. And they put that either down in some old oven I was telling you about in front of the farm. Mm-hmm. And stir that stuff. They call that roasting. Roasting that green coffee. This was green coffee just picked off of the coffee trees down in the tropics where it grows. Mm-hmm. Get down there before the fire and bake the brains out, roasting that coffee till they got it. They call it parching. Mm-hmm. Parch that coffee till they got it to be a beautiful brown. Mm-hmm. Then took it out of there and I had a little meal. And my first one I remember was fastened up to the side of the wall. Had a little hopper in it, hold about a teacup full. Mm-hmm. Pour that coffee in there and ground this, your coffee right there. Then you later come out with a little meal that is in a box that you sit on the table and crank it round and round this. A little drawer underneath you to cut your coffee. And put it in the pot and boil it. Mm-hmm. Which now we make instant coffee with just the powdered coffee and hot water. Mm-hmm. Or in a percolator, that things like that.
Yeah.
They had what they call coffee boilers. If, in other words, if there's a big crowd gathering and it's going to serve coffee, they had a big pot, hold about 2 gallons or 2.5 maybe. I'd say 2 gallon average. Call that the coffee boiler. Mm-hmm. And when they put all this stuff, and it had a deal in the top of it, where you got a little, sort of like a percolator. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't. No, the old coffee boiler didn't. You dumped your coffee in that thing and set it on the stove and boiled it for a while. Then you drain that off into the coffee pot, mm-hmm. where you served into the cup, and left the grains in this big boiler.
I see.
Then when you go to empty that out, well, there's just a, which you'd put in to start with that, probably a pint of ground coffee. When it come out of there, it'd be half a gallon of grains. Of course, you've got all this substance out of it. It wasn't anything. Well, just the dead grains had boiled all the substance out.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking about that coffee, it floated an iron wedge.
It what?
Floated an iron wedge, because you talk about storm. Boy, I never could drink a lot of grown either. Of course, I started drinking coffee with the sugar it was in. There wasn't any sugar to go in coffee. Well, I didn't want any. I didn't have coffee.
Yeah.
Just needed out coffee.
Okay, if you were real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
Okay.
Water bucket to get a drink of water.
Okay.
Near the spring, you go to spring and get a drink.
Yeah. Okay, so that glass fell off the sink and did what?
Fell into the sink, off of the sink, and broke all the pieces.
Okay. You say somebody has wipe that glass.
Yeah, you said. In other words, if you found a glass sitting on the sink cabinets, you know, and there wasn't any other one out, you said, did anybody use this glass or had they washed this glass?
Mm-hmm.
After they'd used it, you know?
Okay, but if the glass had was on the floor, just in little pieces. You know, you say somebody has...
Somebody's broken the glass all to pieces.
Okay.
You better get it up here before you walk on it.
Yeah.
Of course, barefoot through the days, you know. We went barefooted. Baby went